Home foreclosures in the United States are at their highest levels in 50 years, in part because of subprime loans that are adjusting to very high interest rates. President Bush and members of Congress have appealed to the mortgage industry to lower rates. The industry says it's working with struggling homeowners, but housing advocates say the response has been paltry. Now the top prosecutors in 37 states are bringing more direct pressure on lenders. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
If you were a top executive at a big company in the lending industry, you'd be aware of politicians in Washington asking you to help avoid a historic flood of foreclosures, but you might sit up a lot straighter in your chair if you started getting phone calls from state prosecutors.
The companies, of course, would rather not deal with 50 separate lawsuits.
That's Arizona Attorney General Terry Goddard. He recently met executives from most of the major lenders and loan servicers, Countrywide, Wells Fargo, Chase, and others. He's part of a group of AGs that has sued lenders in the past and won large settlements.
We have a pretty powerful stick to talk about, okay, what are you going to put in place which will put some meat on the bone to your pledge to work with homeowners to try to make sure that they stay in their homes and avoid foreclosure.
At issue here are millions of unorthodox subprime loans with interest rates that adjust up to 9, 10, 11% or higher. Many borrowers who can't afford that say they were misled about those terms. Meanwhile, the investors who own those loans stand to lose upwards of $50,000 on each foreclosure. So in some cases, both parties can win if the loan is modified and made more affordable. That's what the industry should be doing, says Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller, who heads up the group of prosecutors.
You know, we'll figure out, you know, who's doing the job and who isn't.
But industry insiders say the issue is messy. The loans are now pooled together and owned by investors with different interests. Loan servicing companies aren't set up and staffed to deal with this massive wave of looming foreclosures. Some say borrowers won't return calls. Tom Kelly is a spokesman for Chase.
What we're trying to do is make sure that we can reach out and get in contact with borrowers, because sometimes when borrowers are behind on loans, they stop answering the phone and they don't call us. And you can't work anything out if you can't reach people.
Joseph Mason is a finance professor at Drexel University. He says the AGs should push the industry to offer workouts that are really affordable and that don't just string borrowers along only to have them default again. But
at the end of the day, you do come back to the ultimate moral hazard problem.
Mason thinks the government shouldn't pressure lenders to bail out people who were just borrowing and spending way too much or buying more house than they could afford.
If people are allowed to lay off part of their debt, they will typically go out and build new debt. So to the extent that people dodge the bullet this time, say, whew, I got my loan modified, so now I have my payments reduced, I can go borrow to get that new car that I wanted, again, putting the modified loan at risk.
But the AGs say there are a lot of people who got into loans that they just didn't understand and who are otherwise pretty responsible homeowners. The prosecutors are requesting documents from the lenders so they can monitor how many and what kind of loan workouts the companies are offering to borrowers. Chris Arnold, NPR News.